Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen.
Tanted.
We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama
tanted.
Series called Saving Grace.
Tanted
Holly,
colors.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Tanted.
The Don and Mike Show.
Tanted. Callers.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Everybody dance with me.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
What's the word from Planet Crapside?
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Aficionados of tinkle erotica. Don and Mike.
Do not speak
rock.
Fluent Spanish.
Ram.
Hey, Stevie. How do you feel about women?
Somebody give me a C.
Hey.
All right. A little out there for Stevie Wonder now.
Yeah. Somebody give me a C.
I love Steve.
Steve
love
W.
Credence.
Steve W. Love Credence?
That's just a line out of a movie.
What movie?
World According to Garp.
Thank you. Bag movie.
I think it is. I think. Well, it's John Lithgow.
No, he's dressing as a woman.
As
right?
a woman. You remember? So you know the line, right?
No, I swear to God, I don't. Don't look at me like that. I don't remember. I don't.
That's the way John Lithgow looks.
I don't remember.
Why settle?
It always works. Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, listen, it's
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Right. Right. Thank you, Meryl. It's that time.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Yes. I just have to wonder. I see. All of our lines are still burning like the brightest forest fire in the world.
You don't have to wonder. You know what that is.
Of course it is.
People calling with more jokes.
Million-dollar jokes.
That's right.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's the difference between...
Hey, what are you doing?
Rude.
Come on, quit it!
I don't blame him. I don't blame him. It's his joke segment, and I like that violent
they
reaction.
They let me down.
Right.
Well... Hey, Don and Mike Show.
Please punish me.
Hey!
Okay, come on!
Let's go to Buzz with the news now.
Stupid stain!
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike and Rob. New York Governor Eliot Spitzer has been indicted today for patronizing... You're closer than you think. For patronizing an internet-based prostitution ring that got busted
Spitzer,
last
I hardly
week.
Knew her.
Exactly.
This is the guy mm-hmm. in New York State...
Right.
Who ran on a campaign based on he was going to
clean up
all
everything.
The crap in New York State,
up Albany, ethics reform. He was all about that,
and then along the way, he's been like a total stain.
He's had
to everybody that's come in contact.
This also is a guy that wants to get involved in the radio business, wants to stop payola.
Yes, right.
That's how I know this guy's name, Eliot Spitzer.
Corruption. But
he met with his own people in a private huddle this morning and canceled the rest of the day's events, except for apologizing to the public. He did do that. Even though he didn't acknowledge the prostitution part, he just said that he had violated his own standards. He has not yet resigned. Political analysts say he's going to have to. Spitzer is a first-term Democratic governor who promised to bring ethics reform to Albany, New York's capital. He was in Washington, D.C. not quite a month ago. He testified for a congressional committee and appeared on a CNBC news show. But apparently the night before, he met up with one of the women in the prostitution ring where some women go for $5,500 a night.
That bitch!
They must be very good.
Boy, I bet they're quality.
Spitzer is married.
Best poontang in the world,
boy,
man.
$5,500 A $5,500 hookup?
Up to. That's the upper end of the
man,
price card.
Man, I see pictures of that.
PayPal. I bet they do. Spitzer is married with three children. He was caught through government wiretapping.
His wife is pretty boxed, too.
Really? He's got a nice wife?
Sally Spitzer?
Sally Spitzer. We know what she does.
He's known to the feds now as client number 9. You'll be hearing a lot of that about Spitzer.
Wow.
Line number nine.
You know, if this wasn't any other state but New York, it'd be a big scandal for a sitting governor, but a spitting governor. Wow. My God.
In music news this evening, a former Beatle Paul McCartney has apparently finally reached an agreement with iTunes to distribute his music. The deal is done. Just 48 hours before American Idol presents two nights of Beatles music, which ought to help boost sales. Most of the 400...
Stop me as I don't react to the story.
Okay.
Because you want to, because they want you to react.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to make, they want you to get all excited about
it. Come
on,
Paul. Go to hell.
You'll download them.
I love you, Paul. You're my favorite Beatle, but I don't want to buy a Yellow Submarine iPod. I don't want to buy a Sgt. Pepper iPod.
Won't you be happy about seeing all the kids singing the bloody songs that we have from the catalog? Don't you think when you like to see all the little, Hernandez boy, the stripper, sing me songs? Sing me funny, bloody songs that I got?
Oh, Paul, you make me want to fart.
Most of the $400 million goes to McCartney.
Yeah.
Well, sample that. Put it on me next album.
The rest goes
that's
to
a real-life fart.
Did you just wipe off the windscreen?
Yeah. I don't want that next to my mouth.
That should take care of it.
There's one on my fingers.
Most of the $400 million
goes to... Put that on the Brown album.
And then I lick my fingers, so what does it matter?
Most of the $400 million goes to McCartney. The rest goes to the estates of the dead Beatles, to the former owner of the music, Michael Jackson, and to record companies Sony and EMI. No word on when the songs will hit iTunes, but word is it won't be long now that the deal is finally done.
Is this really such a big deal?
I mean, the Beatles
haven't
huge.
Most people cheated by now? I mean, all the Beatles songs.
Hello, Simon. This is Paul. I'd love to have the little David Archuleta boys sing Penny Lane. Can you make that happen for me?
Well, I found out what his deal was.
David Archuleta?
Yeah, it was a paralyzed vocal cord.
Oh. What's wrong with his lips, though?
Oh, that.
I mean, he's got the Mongo-looking mouth.
That's just his sexy mouth. He's bringing sexy back.
This is Paul McCartney. Have the little Archuleta boy sing...
How's your mouth, Paul?
Strawberry Fields.
What kind of fields?
Well, Strawberry Fields.
Hey, Paul.
Hello, Don.
When did you start looking like Angela Lansbury when she was on Murder, She Wrote?
When I started getting really old and hanging around sheep up in Scotland too much. It was all after Linda. And then, the Gimp, she did me in. Mm-hmm. Bloody hell. Bloody other mills.
Hello! It's Ringo the retard here.
Hello, Ringo.
I just want to say, hello, Paul.
Hello, Ringo.
Hello.
Hello, Ringo.
I'm out with my all-star band, Howard Jones, A Flock of Seagulls.
That's a big embarrassment for me, dude, don't you, Ringo? Why can't you do anything on your own 2 feet? And you smell offensive.
I'm a stain.
You are a stain, a giant stain. Did you hear that Don and Mike were giving away $1 million and make us laugh? It was make Robbie laugh.
£2 million.
Yes, too many pence.
Bollocks.
There's also controversy today over Madonna's...
That means balls.
No!
Over Madonna's induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, since her music was never played on rock stations. That's why the controversy.
Oh, please.
She gets inducted tonight in New York alongside Deep Purple, Alice Cooper, Jay Giles, and the Steve Miller Band.
You know, Buzz, isn't that akin to keeping a soul singer out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Because you could say Otis Redding never had his songs played by rock and roll radio
stations. That's popular music, you know? That's right. I mean, it really is.
That's right. The government is spending $42 million to send you some mail to let you know that the government will soon be sending you some mail. As you may have heard, most of us are all getting rebate checks. Individuals who make under $75,000
are getting
tax rebate checks of $600. And couples making a total of less than $140,000 are getting $1,200. The idea is to stimulate the economy by putting a little cash in your pocket. It was your money in the first place that you paid the government in taxes that the government is now refunding. But before
what do divorce people get?
I don't know exactly.
I believe you want to stimulate the economy.
Yeah,
you rub it a lot.
That's right, vigorously.
You know what? You know what? You don't want to stimulate this economy. You know what you do?
Find the G spot.
No, you let Elliot Spitzer off the hook.
I'm going to use all $600, and I'm going to buy Beatles records on iTunes.
There you go. Before the checks go out, a letter is going out to tell you that the checks are going out at a cost on that letter of $42 million.
I'm buying poppycock.
USA.
On top of what you've already paid in taxes to shuffle the money back and forth.
Cases and cases of poppycock.
It's no wonder we're so crazy. We're all hopped up on drinking water. Drinking water that contains prescription drugs. Not necessarily your prescriptions. Other people's prescriptions.
Do not be an alarmist like this, Buzz. Last night, okay. God bless him, Channel 5.
Mm-hmm.
If it bleeds, it leads.
Right.
All during Family Guy and during that show that's after Family Guy.
Right.
A live show. They kept running ads with the guy going, the water you're drinking is tainted with drugs tonight at 10. Mm-hmm. So we watched it. And you know what it was? They said, yeah, there's some of the stuff in our water, but it's such a small, minute percentage. don't worry about it.
I worry
about that win this weekend, Sue?
I worry about it.
It's the old bait and switch. Mm. They got well, Buzz, tell me if...
We got all of our water out of the toilet last night.
Tell me if that's much better. Tell me if Channel 5 is lying or not.
No, you're right in the sense that the amounts are very small, but even the smallest amount of the wrong drug in your system is not a good thing, and the amounts are continually increasing. Nearly half the watersheds for American cities surveyed by the Associated Press contained at least one pharmaceutical byproduct. There were antibiotics, mood stabilizers, and sex hormones, along with caffeine and painkillers like Tylenol and Motrin.
If that's true, you would be drinking water like it's going out of style.
I'm going to start.
Joe said there's no such thing as the wrong drug.
None.
Water goes through a lot of changes from the time it leaves your body until it returns to your body. And although a lot of things get filtered out of the water before you drink it again, some of the drugs do not.
May cause dry mouth, mood swings, and nighttime kookiness.
Mood swings.
Yes,
Mood swings.
See what can happen?
Mood swings.
They found 56 drugs in Philadelphia's water, including drugs for heart disease, mental illness, and epilepsy.
God.
The water gets...
Then why aren't we better?
The water gets drunk by pregnant women, and all the food that we eat, plant and animal, drinks the same water. And over-the-counter medicines are turning up so much that you can tell a given city's painkiller of choice. In Minneapolis, it's true.
Get out of town.
In Minneapolis.
You are as bad as those people on Fox. Get out of town, Buzz.
No, I'm not going to, because these are scientific studies of the drinking water in various cities, of the watersheds of various cities.
Get out of this town.
Let me prove to you, for example, that...
Leave town, Buzz.
I'm not packed yet. In Minneapolis, they clearly prefer acetaminophens like Tylenol, because that was the predominant over-the-counter painkiller in their water. In Washington, D.C., it's ibuprofens like Motrin.
Right. Hey, are there any drugs like that in bottled water?
There shouldn't be, but I don't know.
I bet nobody's tested it. Test bottled water for that. That's the next thing you got
to
do.
Most cities don't even have to get their water tested for pharmaceuticals.
From last night's 60 Minutes, here is John McCain talking about medical research.
We'll say now he might. Yes, sir, he just might. Sir, we caught us a cave-dwelling critter that no man in these parts has ever seen before. And you know it'd be right satisfying for having you tell us what it is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator John McCain.
Our next president.
But the EPA and water supply officials say they are studying the situation seriously. A number of scientists, meanwhile, are concerned about, as they put it, the long-term health consequences for mankind, like girls menstruating at 8 and boys growing breasts. And the sex hormones in our water mean that, to some extent, women who aren't on the pill really are.
Hold on. You're saying that boys are going to grow boobs?
They already are. It's already happening. And girls are already starting to menstruate at the age of 8.
We are becoming less fertile as a society.
And that is also true. And that could very well be because of the sex hormones in our water.
I tell you, if the drugs...
I don't believe any of it.
Drugs hadn't been in the water system, I would have gotten my bed and it would have been perfect.
That's right.
Call me if boys start menstruating.
I'm just killing the messenger here.
I understand.
I just don't believe it.
And there's no law that says you have to, and there are a lot of people who agree with you, I'm sure.
No, there is a law that says you have to believe.
Well, welcome to our little engine. Where are you bound for, Shin?
Pittsburgh.
Indeed.
John McCain.
Senator McCain.
Indeed.
The sex hormones in our water mean, to some extent, women who are not on the pill really are, and that brings us to the Pope and his new 7 deadly sins.
The Don and Mike Show.
Damn right.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
The Don and Mike Show.
They are bananas. Don and Mike.
Buzz, excuse me. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got a quick one for you.
Hey!
No!
Bye!
I just... It doesn't stop.
No.
45 minutes later, it don't stop.
Joke game.
We'll be home and the calls will still be coming in.
And you know what's great about today?
What?
What's great is that
everything.
There are two clocks in this building that have not been changed.
Yes.
And I look at them and I go, suckers. It was just last week. We'd still have an hour left in the show.
Take that.
There he goes.
Yeah.
Change it, OCD.
He's fixing it right away.
Isn't that better?
Yeah. Ah, that feels good. Ooh. Hi, Buzzy. Oh, we were going to talk about the Pope.
Yeah.
And his new rules.
But speaking of sins, some late-breaking information here.
Really?
Governor Spitzer of New York allegedly paid $1,500 over the asking price to avoid what are called further payment issues. That's a quote taken from the transcript of the wiretapped call.
What does that mean?
He paid, future payment issues means, so he doesn't get bribed or blackmailed later on.
So he overpaid her. So
$1,500 just to keep it quiet.
To keep her quiet.
This was the day before Valentine's Day, by the way. He paid $4,300 total for Kristen, who is described as an American brunette petite.
God, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
Must be. She must raise the dead, as Elvis said when he said something else.
I hoped he was dry.
We're running out of time, so here are the Pope's new seven deadly sins.
They remind me, dear Buzzy.
Loosely translated, number one, birth control.
Right on.
Number two, stem cell research and other experiments.
Sin.
The Vatican calls morally dubious.
Right.
Number three, drug abuse.
Going to hell.
Number four, polluting the environment, including littering.
You're burning the fires.
Number five, contributing to widening divide between the rich and poor.
Sin.
What happens if you're already five for five in this thing?
Trump, you're going down.
What are the last two, Buzz? I'm already batting 100 in this thing.
Excessive wealth is number six.
Well, excuse me for being successful.
And going to hell. Seventh and final new deadly sin, creating poverty.
Yes. Yes, get ready. Those are the big sins. Yes, sir. I surprised you, didn't I? A little bit, with those ones at the end there.
Surprised you didn't have the rubber thing in there.
Surprised you didn't know that.
Condoms.
I know. Great Make Us Laugh segment, though, today.
Glad you liked it, Bob.
Yes, I did. I enjoyed that quite a bit.
I love your red shoes.
Thank you. Keep painting kittens.
Finally, we are grateful, of course, to all the groups and organizations that have adopted highways across the U.S., helping to keep them clean and litter-free. Littering, one of the new deadly sins, remember? We are probably more grateful to some of these adopt-a-highway groups than others. We might not, for example, be so grateful to the American Nazi Party, which has its own stretch of road.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
6 years ago, the Supreme Court allowed the Ku Klux Klan to adopt a highway that's used to bus black kids to school.
Mm-hmm.
And the ironic...
Spiwak Lane.
And the ironic sponsor for a sign that says, Keep Illinois Clean... He's the North American Man-Boy Love Association.
NAMBLA.
NAMBLA.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh, hold on. This is something else. While that's happening, I'll remind you that the Klan only picks up white trash.
That would have won.
Okay, right. We're out of here. That's it. Good day to you, sir.
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 I can't believe we're playing Paula Abdul. It was just the next thing in the machine.
Cold-hearted snake.
Right. Head.
I've got this dog dish. You want me to do what with it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Go.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
See you tomorrow for a new show.
Take care, everyone. God bless.
This is the Don and Mike Show.